So if I didn't have, you know, we've got our own little studio. Yeah. If I didn't want to do all that kind of nonsense and just wanted to put up a reasonable video, how would I go about doing that as an IFA?
As an IFA, I would, again, it comes back to the budget thing. You know, how much do you really want to earn out of this? What is your earning potential as an IFA? Getting a video production company, a local company, not a town company necessarily, will cost you between £500 and £1,000 to put together a 1 minute to 2 minutes video of good professional quality video. Make sure it goes on YouTube. YouTube is the second biggest search engine in the world, believe it or not. So, and have as many links as you can go into it. If it's customer testimonials, that sort of thing, then you can shoot it. You can get your old digital video camera out or one of these cameras and use that. And the more, the less production quality is, the more believable the testimonial is. Rather than something that's set up and scripted.
So, Peter, what content would you like on the video?
Go on, hey, bungee jumping?
Excellent question. gave you those 6 points. I just think very, very similar to Dave, and we're sort of on the same page on that. It's what's the problem? Why hasn't it been solved? What would be the ideal solution? What's different now? And what should you do next? And repeat that in the copy on the text, but just in a bit more detail. Some people watch the video, some read the whole copy, and some just read the headlines. And it's the same content. Would you agree?
Yeah.
How do you translate those 6 points into a 1 minute video? Then?
Oh, if you get a decent video production company, including a local one, they can help you do that.
Well,
I've been working with one of the Southern team, who's an executive coaching member, so obviously he buys more time. He doesn't buy time, he just buys more of me. And I just wrote his script for him, because, you know, I was with him for a day, so I might as well just sit and write a script. So I did two things. I sat down and restructured his website, sent it to Peter to say, what do you think, Peter? Because Peter's the marketing man. On the second day I went to see him, I rewrote his whole brochure. So we just spent 7 hours doing that, which took eight. And then I've also just re-scripted his video. And then he can get a local production company in and cost him £500, and it's not going to be brilliant, but...
So is the IFA in video? Yeah.
Sorry?
The IFA in video?
Yep, it's just a piece to camera, and he's just... In the office, that's all it needs to be. Again, production costs are down if you just do it that way. And just talking to camera about what the problem is, you know, most people that are of between age 50 and 60 are starting to be concerned about their pensions. Whatever the problem is, exacerbate the problem, then solve it, and then say, if you want to find out more, all you need to do is book a 60-minute consultation with us, which is no charge. Follow the links on the website or give us a call on 01234 whatever. That you can do in 6 seconds or so.
So the way you'd write your script, Fred, to answer your question, you go straight to the page in the workbook which tells you what the script is. That just tells you that's the script. And then you just literally just do as it tells you, that's your script. In comes a £500 video person. It's shot within half a day, and within a week it's up on your website or less.
Peter, how effective, have you got any figures to
denote
how effective that channel of communication is, the 1 minute video?
Not in financial services, because you're just not quite there yet, guys. But in other industries, video is taking off. 2010, if you're not starting to adopt video, then you're going to be left behind, just as you may have been left behind a few years ago with having a website, or if you're not engaging on social media these days, you start to get a bit left behind as well.
Yeah, there are some financial planners across the country, and we're going to be offering this within Advisor Gym, who have got some really, really slick videos up, you know, with the music and all this business. And that costs a couple of £1,000s. But they reckon, hey, you know, This is way beyond what anybody else in the industry is doing. There's probably about 20 of them in this country that have a serious budget for video. And we'll soon be working with people on that level. And they just reckon £2,000 for a £50,000 life value client. What is that? That's nothing. To have a serious quality video with the music, and it's all about them, just like Nat West, it's all about them and their life and their yearnings and their problems, their frustrations, and it's just the kind of stuff that people are used to watching on a really good film. It just flows and it's smooth and it's just beautiful. You know what, that will captivate somebody for 60 seconds and hold their attention, and it is it sticky, is that the word? Makes the website sticky.
Just one other thing on video production is, if you are a real tightwad and you're not going to spend money on video, then you can produce or have produced by some techie guy a PowerPoint show, add voiceover to your script, and that can be converted into a movie and posted to YouTube, embedded in your website, and that's a fraction of the cost. And that type of movie is going to be really important as well for search engine optimization through YouTube and other sources. It's just, you know, appeal to the earlobes. Don't have this horrible elevator music you sometimes get when you go to a website, just annoys you in the background. But music and spoken word as part of a video can be compelling.
So for anywhere between £500 and £2,000, you can just shift the game up a complete notch against all your competitors, and you'll just hold their attention. As long as you've got that scripted properly, Fred, and it really does go along the formula we've spent all day discussing, as long as it grasps their problems and says, this is why you need to talk to us, and then says, now pick up the phone or email me and let's talk. Follow the formula, put that visually, as Niall says, you know, there are people who want to listen, as opposed to just read. You've got to attract those people as well, otherwise you're losing a huge marketplace that think and feel in that way and digest information and learn that way. For me, maybe I feel a bit biased on this, but £500 for a £50,000 lifetime value client, it's just not a decision. Just not even something worth thinking about or thinking over more than a few seconds. It's just a given to me. You'll just be different.
With my experience of working with some IFAs on websites and marketing in general, most IFAs get new business from word of mouth referrals, and I presume that's where most of you get your business from. Where do your referees go to when they're referred to you? Do they pick up the phone straight away, or do they check you out on the website to see if you are credible? And so for most IFAs, the website serves as a credibility checker. If you can provide that credibility through a 60-second video, they'll be picking up the phone before the video's ended, because you've ticked the box of, yeah, this is an approachable person, I'll understand what they're saying. And that's it, job done.
Does that need to be the IFA, or can that be anybody that's projecting the image of that business?
Depends how ugly you are.
Because I prefer
Wendy on video, that's half by Nigel, really, so.
Have one of the team. If you stumble in front of a camera,
I don't know if that was experience really, but yeah. So you
then maybe have the office manager, or a paraplanner, or someone else in the team that.
Don't give them ideas. Right, you're in on their video.
then you can, you know, you could nominate someone else. Preferably within the team. If you have an actor doing it, then the viewer will know it's an actor. Mm. And we'll know it's scripted, and bang goes the credibility thing. It's not real anymore.
So. My video on my website was, you know, the first thing I ever did, which was probably the worst thing to do, is put the first thing you ever do up on a website. But, you know, I just tried it out, and it was shot in my office, and, you know, we got better eventually. But I look at it now, I think, oh my goodness. But I did it. Peter said, just do it. Stop faffing around. So I just did it, and we bought our own equipment, we bought our own studio lighting, and, you know, all these flash stuff and the background backdrops, you know, the coloured backdrops and the white backdrops, but all that, and then just cleared the office and just shot it in the office. It worked. It's not brilliant, but it gets the message across, and it then says, right, now go, what's it say? Now go down and click on the button to get your free manifesto. So there's an action point afterwards. So I'm pointing like this down on my list. You know, unless you're really stupid, go down there and put your email address and your name and get your free IFA marketing manifesto. And the whole purpose, and here's what's really interesting, Peter made a comment on this. What's the point of that page? What do you want them to do? And I decided in this particular instance, now, it'll be different in a couple of months' time, I just want them to get this manifesto downloaded so they can read and think, blimey, this is really good. That's all I want them to do, nothing else. Don't want to call me, you know, don't call me, don't email me, get your cotton picking manifesto. That was it. So have a purpose, Paul, for what's going on the web page. That makes sense. Good. Let's close very quickly. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
By have a quick look, no more than 10 minutes on this, then we'll begin to wind up, at page 52. I want you in the next, between now and 4:30, and then we'll wind up, try and come up with your brain aching and your eyes balls dropping out, three words that say, this is us. I've given some examples there. They're not brilliant examples. The first two came from me and what I think about my business. What are we all about? And the next five came from real IFAs. Not saying they're brilliant, but that was on their material. Have a look at those. These are three words that tell you this is the brand, this is what I stand for. And when you've got your head around that and your heart, have a look at the next page and write down a couple of examples of your three words that communicate this is my brand. This isn't easy at 4:20 in the afternoon, but have a bash. All right, let's see some examples and then we'll start to wind up. Go on, Stuart. Three words. Tell me all about your brand.
Trusted, reliable, understandable.
Trusted, reliable,
understanding.
Any more on this table? No?
Strong, reliable, practical.
Strong, reliable, and?
Practical.
Practical.
I shouldn't use that.
Practical? Practical, too. Okay. Two from this team. Sorry.
Passion, planning, and profit.
Passion, planning, and profit. That's unusual. I should use that. Yeah. Passion, planning, profit. Any more?
I have got three.
Go.
Trust, leadership, and TLC. Trust, leadership, creativity.
Trust, leadership, creativity. Trust, leadership, creativity. I like that. Any more from this table?
Marriage of meaning and your money. Marriage of meaning and your money.
Marriage of me and your meaning and money. Marriage of meaning and money. Where have I seen that before?
There's a George Kendall thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm telling you.
No, I won't. Okay, and this table. Three words?
Understanding, guidance, and expertise.
So, gap?
Understanding, guidance, and expertise.
Understanding, guidance, expertise.
Integrity, expertise, results.
Integrity, expertise, results. I like the results ending. I like that. Go on.
I've got assets, future, priority.
Assets, future, priority. Right. Go on.
Clear, simple, consistent.
Clear, simple, consistent. Right. So the only challenge you have is, from all that you've learnt today, the three words, nice words, but what have they got to do with your brand, and which brand have you chosen? Is it superior performance? Is it ease and reliability? Is it client intimacy? And then how do your three words send a message out to the world saying, look, in these three words, let me tell you what we're all about. Not in three sentences, three words. I have to tell you, it's a heck of a lot easier to write lots than it is to write little. So really a lot easier to write lots than it is to write little. When you can package that into three words, you're beginning to understand the sharp end of marketing and branding and changing minds and persuasion. Good. What I've done for you, we're not going to do this now, but have a look at 56, 57, 58, 59, 60 and 61. So 24 step by step, this is how to organise your marketing plan. It doesn't matter if it takes you, you know, 3 months to do the first four steps. It doesn't matter if it takes you 4 weeks to do the first six steps. It doesn't matter, as long as you start doing it. Some of them are really, really simple steps, like, have you written your three words? No, we'll come back to it later on. Some of them are, have you chosen your ideal client? Yes or no. Describe it. 10 miles outside of Manchester, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Some of them are really, really simple. All I've tried to do is say, in this order, work through this and you will end up with a marketing plan in writing. Not up in your head, it will be in writing. Okay? So I've just given you a step-by-step plan to work with. So your takeaway from today is, I now have a template to produce a live, practical, working in my business marketing plan. That's the takeaway from today. What I'd like you to do for me is to, page 63 just tells you, here's the client journey. So you're on the green square, which is your now at Advisor Gym Workshop, and guests might ask, so what happens next? Well, we too have a client journey here. These are the steps that happen next, and you can digest that back at base. On page 64, most of you recognise that after this, there's normally a discovery meeting, and that tells you all about discovery meeting, guests. Page 65 is, here's when the next workshop is. If you'd like to come to that, have a look at that. But concentrate now, if you would, for the next 5 minutes on page 66, which is, could everybody give honest feedback on the day? So name at the top, honest feedback helps us so much to make these things better and more relevant. Good. If you just tear out your testimonials once you've done them. And then two things then. If just two people from each table, just summarise what you got out of today, if anything at all, apart from very sore eyeballs and a headache. And then don't forget your car parking tickets. We paid for them. So don't pay £7 at the desk or whatever, just get out of the car park. The tickets are on your table. Just grab your ticket and you can get out free. Alright, is anybody... Sorry? No, it's in the hotel car park. Yeah. So it's car park attached to the hotel. Yeah, they won't cover you for whatever it is. So let's just have a quick summary as you write your testimonials. What do you get out of today? Stewards table, two people. Any one specific thing you've got out today that you're going to take away and use?
Personally, the marketing plan and the exciting thought of starting from scratch, possibly on Thursday morning.
Okay. First, with your own website.
With everything.
Okay.
I'm busy 24 hours.
Are you on the 24 hours, Stuart?
Why tomorrow?
No, Scott, no.
He's got to write it
all
tomorrow.
I've got to 12 tomorrow at lunchtime.
So you're kind of late, you're going to lie in bed all day tomorrow.
Okay, Nigel, what came out today for you? What one thing you taken away?
I think it's good to meet the guys. It's good to be chatting to quite a lot of people today, so thanks for your feedback on that.
Good.
And the strategy's pretty clear. There's a lot of reflection, I think. We can sit down and go back through that again, but yeah, it's been a good day.
Good. And that'll be Fred, what are you?
The structure, Dave, I liked. Very logical structure. Especially the revisiting of the communicating the verbal message and the written message.
Yeah.
Which is crucial, I think.
Yeah. And we have been through it before, but we will forget. Yeah. We'll forget. Stephen.
I think in terms of results and outcomes for me, it's given me a lot more confidence to think very clearly about the niche market I want to operate in. And give me confidence to hold out for that rather than get sucked into it in a different direction.
Okay, very good. Eric?
I'm just going to say the same thing, actually. Yeah, I thought the stuff on the niche marketing was just probably that bit of edge to say, yeah, rather than trying to get into too many things to concentrate on that and have the confidence to go for that.
Right.
Was great, yeah, to meet okay. everyone as well.
Wendy's been abandoned. I've never left you, Wendy.
For
you.
I think it's been really very interesting, just to sort of like breakdown of the structure. I think it's going to take a lot of brain power to get where we want to be, but this will definitely sow the seeds for it.
Yeah. So. And you have your plan to work on. For yourself, Gordon.
Well, I really enjoyed the standing up in front of everyone.
Yes.
other than that, I think the bit about being able to articulate your message across to the four different client groups, I think that's really going to be incredibly difficult to get together. And nevertheless, at least I know what those four groups are now.
It's interesting because a lot of this stuff you may say, well, I don't want to talk to all four groups, but you're making a conscious decision rather than a bumbling decision to say, well, I only want to talk to controllers and... But that's a decision. It's a conscious decision. It's where we don't make any decisions at all and we just hope that something magic will happen because we've got our CFP and you know, everybody will fall in love with us. Because Paul, for yourself.
Structure, planning and niche within a niche within a niche.
Right.
That was sort of... That came through very strongly.
Yeah.
Which has made us, I think, we're going to have to go back and rethink our proposition.
Yeah. Yeah. And you may end up with one, two or three different niches. There was one website which we I can't remember the name of. Can you just quickly look at Wealth Wealth Matters.co.uk or something like that. Wealth-matters.
No, I'll just Google it just to see what
before we go, just...
Wealth Matters. Let's see.
So I think there's one called wealth-matters.co.uk.
Yep.
Have a look at this. Where's the doodah down here?
Yeah, it's on a dongle. It's just taking a little while.
It's on
a
search. There you go. It's a green bar. That's fine. It's just go to the right hand side if you will. I think this is the company, I may be wrong. Go down a bit. Here we go. One, two. We've actually got three different dentists, barristers, and exactly the same IT contractors I used to work with. Three different markets. And they built those up, not all at once, but over the years they've realised, oh, we've got a lot of barristers here. You seem to be dealing with a lot of dentists, yeah. And they've got three or four members of the team working in different markets. They suddenly realise, you know what? We have three niche markets here. And so their website says, if you're one of these, click on this. Now, the fact that when you do that, the copy's not that different is irrelevant. You're talking to me. I remember watching, who here watched The Lion King? Well, they were very young, of course. Like, you watched The Lion King? You know, you watched that? You didn't watch
that?
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. And my both daughters know the darn script off. They keep talking the whole script out as the film every time. And then Pumbaa the pig, remember, he's trapped. He says, "You talking to me? You talking to me?" And that's what this is about. "You talking to me? You talking to me?" It's that kind of reaction you want from your client. On the right-hand side, barrister's dentist.
Does the brand not get diluted if you've got too many niches that you... Would you create one then?
No, as long as you understand what your brand is. Because if you go back to those three differentiations, what kind of brand are you for that niche? So what they've worked out, we know who we are, and we know whether we're superior performance, ease and reliability, or client intimacy. And if you do drop to our homepage, because you've been referred, we don't want you to go anywhere else except for the one button that applies to your niche. And then we'll start talking to you. Just your language. Good. One more question.
On the subject of the niche bit, that particular site has got the three things on it.
Yeah.
So let's say you've been in business for a number of years and you've got a number of clients of different professional bodies, etc. So let's say I'm an architect.
Yeah.
Do you think that you perhaps alienate your other clients by not having a button for them?
Yeah. Yes, you do. And so when you choose a niche, here's the challenge you've got. Who are you going to alienate?
Do I want to alienate?
No. Well, bottom line is, alienate your non-clients. So if you decide, I am going to specialise in a niche, and you will create more value to your business, earn greater revenue and greater profits, because you'll be able to attract the right clients faster and more profitably, the minute you start niching, Arthur, the better off your business will be. And in the end, if you're talking to these people, look, I started life and business coaching with everybody. And I have to say, it was really easy to get lots of people reading my newsletter. I started with 60 readers of a newsletter, and it crept up to 1,000 within 18 months without me doing anything. I just keep sending out these newsletters. But could I get any of them to do business? Could I, heck? They just love reading my newsletter. I just was no good at getting that to convert into real revenue. Oh, I won some coaching clients without calling anybody. But it was really, really hard work. And what I could charge those clients was started off at £50 an hour or £30 an hour, you know, for a 3-month coaching relationship. Well, I tell you, that's not a sustainable business. But once Peter said to me, "I know, Dave, I know you've been a financial planner for 20 years. I know you want to do something new with your life that wasn't to do with financial planning. But for the moment, you need to niche." And the minute I did that, my fees went up from liggity split to what they are today, and they will go up further and faster. So, and all of a sudden, I'm into this community where people say, "Oh, you know Dave Scarlett?" "Yeah." I'm thinking, blimey. And I get invites to speak at seminars, and you know, and it's all just happening profitably. Whereas before, lovely people used to read my newsletters but never turned into business, because I just spoke to everybody and everybody loved me, but nobody would do business with me. So by going to a niche market, in that incestuous niche market where you all kind of know each other and all keep bumping into each other at seminars and workshops, people keep talking about me, and they, you know, and the magazines keep talking to. I had a call from Dealers Group, you know, Dealers Group, where I met you. Well, why did they call me? Well, because I was talking to this bloke at Money Marketing, and he says, "Why are you called Dave Scarlett? That will never happen unless you niche." Why would a doctor tell that to an architect? But a doctor would say that to a doctor. So, rule number one, are you talking to me? Yes or no. Number two, can you get to me efficiently? Try doing that outside of a niche market. Once you decide to do that, guess what happened to my other readership? Started to drop off, started to disappear. And I alienated my non-clients. I'm not saying I didn't love them, but they weren't clients. They weren't ever going to be clients. But I knew that this market was going to be my client. And I'll take this model, and as a group, we'll make it work in different niche markets. But each brand will look different. But I'll talk accountancy to accountants, and legal language to solicitors and coaching language to coaches, and see what I'm saying? It would be a different brand, different website, different company name.
Dave, just to help Arthur with that question, Steve from Explore Wealth Management, you might...
You know Steve Sumner?
Steve Sumner.
Was here last time from Newcastle?
Newcastle, yeah. He's trying to niche, and part of his re-niching was to change the company name from BSIS, which meant nothing to no one, to Explore Wealth Management. And the homepage, because he's got 90% of his clients are not in his target market. His target market is oil and gas industry workers. So if you go to his homepage, it's quite problem-based copy there, but general copy. Because it's in this transition phase, oil and gas industry appears as a tab on his website, which no one not involved in the oil and gas industry would ever visit. But when you go there, it starts to identify with the issues. You're a highly skilled, hardworking professional, maybe spends too much time at work. As much as you enjoy what you do, you look forward to the day when you can give up your well-paid job so you can spend... And it just goes on into the issues faced by oil and gas. So he's managed to combine preserving his current customer base without alienating them, but still sort of move into oil and gas. So he's in a transition phase.
Yeah. So it needs planning. Can't be done just by accident. And then you're right, you don't just one day throw the whole baby out with the bathwater as well. You need to work it out. But eventually, you could end up with one, two or three different niches. It has to be done strategically and carefully. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for staying awake. Okay, I told you, didn't I? I told you this would be hard work. But thank you for bearing with me and just sticking with it. Thank you for all your effort and hard work, and thanks for your great ideas, some of which I'd never thought of. So thank you for that input. You're recorded, you're on record, Gordon. I'll make sure that Kerry gets a copy. And it's your safe journey home. Don't forget your car park ticket, and look forward to being with you again soon. Thank you.